Senior English for China, Students Book, 2B, Listening, Unit 11, Scientific Achievements. Listening, 1. Listen to Part 1 and complete the chart below.
That's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. These were the words spoken by Neil Armstrong, the first man ever to set foot on the moon. Some words become famous because they are spoken when a great new scientific achievement is being announced or made. These famous first words aren't always beautiful or wise, but we remember them because of the important discovery or achievement that they belong to. Another example of famous first words are the words spoken by Alexander Graham Bell when he made the world's first telephone call. Mr. Bell used his new invention to make a call to his assistant, Mr. Watson. When Mr. Watson picked up the telephone, he heard Mr. Bell say, "Mr. Watson, come here, I want you." Perhaps the most unusual famous first words, or rather word, is the world's first email message. In 1971, an engineer named Ray Tomlinson sent a message from one computer to another. Mr. Tomlinson doesn't remember the exact message, but he thinks it may have been Q-W-E-R-T-Y-U-I-O-P.
2. Listen to Part 2 and complete the sentences below.
Words can also become famous because they are used in important documents. The words, "We the people," are the first words of the Constitution of the United States of America. Other words have been made famous through stories about great events. These stories are perhaps not always true, but the words have become part of history anyway. One such story is of the Greek scientist Archimedes. Archimedes is said to have discovered an important law of physics when he was taking a bath. Watching the water of his bath on the floor, he said, "Eureka," meaning, "I have found it." Of course, perhaps the most famous and important words in the world are the first words a baby speaks. Proud parents often tell their friends about the important event, but mothers and fathers seldom agree on what the first word was. Depending on who you ask, that word is either, well, can you guess?
Workbook, Unit 11. Listening. You are going to hear about Yang Liwei, China's first astronaut. Listen to the tape and answer the questions below. Part 1.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we have taken off.
On October 15, 2003, Yang Liwei became the first Chinese person in space. A Long March rocket carrying the Shenzhou 5 space capsule left China and headed for space. The nation was watching as its first space hero rose high above the Earth. For 21 hours, Yang Liwei was in our hearts and minds as he completed the historic mission. Although Yang Liwei is a hero and deserves the celebration he received, the achievement is not the result of one person's work. Sending a man into space has long been one of the goals of the Chinese space program, and thousands of people have worked together to make it possible. When Yang Liwei returned to the Earth, many reporters were waiting to ask him about his experience. They asked him about his background in training, about his family, and about what he had seen in space. Many reporters wanted to know if he had seen the Great Wall from space. His answer was no. He hadn't seen it.
Part 2.
So what did Yang Liwei have to do in order to become an astronaut? First, he studied hard in school, where he was especially good at maths. After graduating, Yang Liwei was trained to be a fighter pilot. In order to be successful, he had to develop both his mind and his body. To become an astronaut, he had to prove that he was strong, intelligent, and determined to succeed. He also had to learn about the Earth, the weather, how to recognize stars, how rockets work, and how to find one's way in space. Yang was always good at maths, but he had problems with English. He knew that he must be good at all subjects if he wanted to be an astronaut, so he asked his wife to practice English with him. After much hard work, Yang succeeded and passed the English test. Yang Liwei is a brave man. People who have worked with him say that he knows how to deal with danger. Once when Yang Liwei was flying a plane, one of the engines stopped. Yang stayed calm, and with great skill managed to keep the plane in the air. Just as he reached the airport, the second engine stopped too. Still calm, he landed safely without power. Even though Yang Liwei has returned from space, his mission continues. He will continue his work in the space program and will tell people about space and his experience. He wants to inspire young people to follow their dreams and work hard to make them come true.